Good evening and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game four of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays have taken the first three games of this series and have also won their last four games overall. They look to continue their season-high win streak and get their first win of a series here at TD Ballpark tonight. Your Blue Jays took last night's game 7-3, improving to 12-18 on the year. Kendry Rojas was great as the starter last night, going 4.2 innings pitched, only allowing one run and striking out 10. Luis Quiñones, minor league rehabber from AA New Hampshire, was excellent out of the pen as well, going 2 2/3 innings, only giving up one hit and striking out 7. Francisco Fajardo hit his second home run of the season last night, a solo shot in the third that tied the game up, and Rainer Nunez hit his league-leading ninth home run of the year, a three-run blast that gave Dunedin a 4-1 lead in the sixth inning. The Blue Jays send out lefty Ricky Tiedemann tonight, making his sixth start of the season. He was hit with his first loss of the year last time out, but pitched well still, going 5 innings, allowing 2 runs, and striking out 6 in a 2-0 loss to Clearwater. He's 3-1 with a 1.44 ERA and has struck out 39 batters in 25 innings pitched. The Blue Jays are 4-1 when he pitches this season and will look for him to keep the Tampa lineup at bay. He'll take on Tampa starter Juan Carella, who makes his fifth start of the season. He's been very good for the Tarpons so far this year, pitching to a 1.96 ERA through 18 and a third. The lineups look like this for the Tarpons: batting first at shortstop, Alexander Vargas; batting second in center field, Madison Santos; batting third at first base, Anthony Garcia; batting fourth at third base, Marcos Cabrera; batting fifth, the catcher, Anthony Siegler; batting sixth, the second baseman, Ben Cowles; batting seventh, the DH tonight, Grant Richardson; batting eighth in left field, Alan Mejia; and batting ninth in right field, Raimfer Salinas. For the Blue Jays, they look like this: batting first at shortstop, Adrian Pinto; batting second in center field, minor league rehabber Cam Eden; batting third in right field, Gabby Martinez; batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez; batting fifth, the second baseman, Esteban Machado; batting sixth, the DH tonight, Damiano Palmigiani; batting seventh in left field, Glenn Santiago; batting eighth, the catcher, Juan Gonzalez; and batting ninth, the third baseman, Hugo Cardona. We'll take a short break. First pitch will be in about 8 minutes. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and we're ready for Game 4 of this six-game series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Taking the mound tonight for your Blue Jays is the lefty, 19-year-old Ricky Tiedemann, making his sixth start of the season. The Blue Jays are 4-1 when he starts, and he's looking for a bounce-back performance after taking his first loss of the season last week against Clearwater, where he went five innings pitch and gave up two runs, but unfortunately the offense could not provide him any help as the Blue Jays went on to lose 2-0 in that game. Ricky Tiedemann going through his warm-ups right now. The 19-year-old out of California. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher tonight, giving the coming down signal. So we got one more to go before the throwdown, and looks like we're about ready to get set. Top three in the order are going to be Alexander Vargas, Madison Santos, and Anthony Garcia for the Tarpons.
Shortstop, number five, Alexander Vargas.
Beautiful day here in Dunedin, Florida, here at TD Ballpark, 80 degrees. Going to drop to about 75 by the end of this game. Wind blown out to right field for the fourth game in a row. It's caused a couple issues for the defenses in the first three games of this series. Tiedemann out of the windup, kicks and fires. First pitch swung on, popped up right side. That'll get out of play for a strike one to Vargas. Fastball slider changeup for the lefty. He's been very effective. 39 strikeouts in 25 innings pitch for him through his first five. Kicks and fires. That one a little up, a little out. 95 mile an hour fastball, 1-1 the count. Tiedemann out of Golden West College in California. Grounder hard hit, left side, that's well foul. Now a 1-2 count to Alexander Vargas. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, batting 194 on the year. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. That was the slider inside. Out number one, strikeout number one for Tiedemann. And that'll bring up Madison Santos, the center fielder.
Center fielder, number 14, Madison Santos.
Madison Santos, the center fielder tonight for Tampa. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Santos last night, 1-for-2. We did walk twice. And that pitch, the slider outside corner, quickly down 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Slider low and outside. It was blocked by Gonzalez. A quick two strikeouts, both swinging
first baseman,
for Ricky Tiedemann. That brings up
Anthony Garcia.
Anthony Garcia, the first baseman, did not play last night, but in game two went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run and two Ks. Kicks and fires. That first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Tiedemann, his fastball. Right now sitting about 95-96 through the first couple starts, and there's the slider again. They got him the swing over top. No balls, two strikes. Tiedemann, the 0-2. Hard hit liner that went off the top of the netting on the right side and out of play. Try it again, 0-2. Kicks and fires. That one in there. Slider got him looking. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons as Tiedemann strikes out the side in the top half of the first. We'll head to the bottom half. It's nothing-nothing here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. back here, bottom half of the first inning. Adrian Pinto, Cam Eden, and Gabby Martinez will be due up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. They'll take on the righty for Tampa, Juan Carella. He kicks and fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike at 92. 0-1 to start off Pinto. Juan Carella, the 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, signed with the Yankees organization in 2018. The 0-1, that one in that Pinto gets out of the way of. 1-1 evens the count. 1.96 ERA through four starts, 18 and a third innings pitched. It's been really good so far. And that one, did it hit Pinto or did it hit the catcher? It hit the catcher. And now a 2-1 count. If you look at his numbers last year with Tampa, he made six starts. 11.51 was his ERA, and he's figured something out, but now a 3-1 count to Pinto. He's been significantly better this year than he was in those six starts. Last year, 3-1, hard hit grounder left side. That's into the Tampa dugout. And now a full count to the first batter he faces. Three balls, two strikes. The righty out of the windup kicks and fires. That one, did it break in? It did, and Pinto thought he drew the walk. He's going to have it checked. He's going to ask for it checked, and I guess they're not doing ABS appeals tonight. ABS, the automated balls and strikes.
Center fielder, number 3, Cam Eden.
No checks on it, and that's one up, one down for the Blue Jays. Cam Eden, the minor league rehabber. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. That one low and inside. He shuffles his feet to get out of the way. Eden now 1-1. And he lays down a bunt down the third base line. They're going to wait for it, see if it goes foul, and they're going to touch it in fair territory. Looked like it was going to hit the third base bag, and Cam Eden on with a bunt single.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, the right fielder tonight, 263 on the season. One on, one out. Carell kicks and fires. First pitch to Martinez is in there. Called a strike, a fastball, 92. Got the shadows right in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. Might cause a few issues for the batters for the next couple innings. The 0-1 swung on, lifted into center field. Going back is Madison Santos. He makes the grab a couple feet in front of the warning track. Four out number two as Cam Eden jogs back into first.
First baseman number 37, Rainer Nunez.
One on, two away for Rainer Nunez. Took the lead last night with a three-run shot for the league lead in home runs. He has been excellent so far this season, batting .325, which puts him in the top five. There goes Eden, caught in a miss by Nunez, and into second safely is Cam Eden. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Now a runner in scoring position for the dangerous first baseman at the plate. Nunez at the moment, second in the league in hits, top five in batting average, top five in OPS, second best in slugging. He's had a fantastic beginning to the year. Watch that pitch go by, down and out now, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Cam Eden on second in scoring position. The 1-1 swung on. That'll be popped up back into the window to the baseball off suite to my right. Falls down into the standing bowl. 1-2 count to Rainer Nunez. Esteban Machado, tonight's second baseman on deck. A ball and two strikes. Carella kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Nunez down on strikes. The Blue Jays leave one, score none. We'll head to the top half of the second. It's nothing-nothing here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the top half of the second inning. It's nothing-nothing. Ricky Tiedemann back on the mound after striking out the side in the top of the first. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, Glenn Santiago, Cam Eden, and Gabby Martinez. Along the infield, third to first, Hugo Cardona, Adrian Pinto, Esteban Machado, and Rainer Nunez with Juan Gonzalez behind the dish. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, he'll lead it off for Tampa. On the year, batting 222. Five home runs, though. Cuts and misses at that one. 0-1 to start off his at-bat. Those five home runs, Marcos Cabrera tied for sixth in the Florida State League. Hit one in game one of this series. Takes that pitch on the outside. That'll be 1-1 taken for a ball. 1-1, Tiedemann fires that slider, can't get it to the back door, 2-1.
The call of ball has been upheld.
And the appeal by Juan Gonzalez. He was asking for a check on the ABS.
The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
So I guess they are doing the appeals tonight, and the first one by Dunedin unsuccessful. Each team with three challenges for the game. Now Dunedin down to two. Caught and a miss of the fastball up high. That'll even the count up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Grounder left side. That's going to go foul. Cabrera keeps himself alive. Steps back in. 2-2 count still. Tiedemann fires. Swung on liner. That's going to go through for a base hit. Cabrera on with the first hit of the ballgame for Tampa. And the leadoff man is on now for Anthony Siegler, the catcher.
Catcher number 7, Anthony Siegler.
One on, no outs for Tampa. Blue Jays took game one of this series after going down 10-0. Came roaring back in the fourth with nine. Scored another two in the fifth and another one in the sixth. Ended up winning the game 12-11. Biggest comeback of the year for the Blue Jays thus far. Took game two 7-4 and last night 7-3. The 1-0, and he waved at it unconvincingly, 1-1. Blue Jays defense has been fantastic this year at turning double plays. Saw it a lot in the Clearwater series. It's a game they had three in a row. And won three innings in a row, I should say. And that's fouled off back in out of play. Now 1-2 to the catcher. Ben Cowles, the second baseman on deck. A ball and two strikes to Siegler. Wind shifting a little bit. It's now started off going out to right now. A little bit left to right. And the runner goes. Cabrera trying to steal. Second, the throw from Gonzalez. That'll get him. Gonzalez cuts down Cabrera. Calling the pitch is a ball, so it'll be a 2-2 count. Now the base is empty. Tampa was really aggressive last night. They weren't near as much in games 1 and 2. That ball is low, blocked by Gonzalez. Now 3-2, full count to the catcher. Three balls, two strikes. One man already out. Tiedemann fires, grounder over to short. That'll be picked up by Pinto. Throw across is going to be in time to Nunez for out number two. Ben Cowles, the second baseman now.
Second baseman, number 8, Ben Cowles.
On the year, batting 208. Went 1-for-3 in Wednesday night's game. That's the only game he's played in this series. First pitch to Cowles. Checked his swing. They're going to ask if he went. He did not. That was the slider low and inside. The 1-0 from Tiedemann. Grounder foul into the Tampa dugout again. Evens up the count 1-1. Cowles playing in his 15th game of the season. Cuts and misses at that one. Now down 1-2. Tiedemann gave up a base hit to lead off this inning. He was cut down at second trying to steal. Swung on, lifted into right field. Going back to the wall is Martinez. He's going to turn, and that's going to go. A solo shot for Ben Cowles. Starts the scoring off for Tampa, 1-0 ballgame. Just the second home run that Tiedemann's given up all year. And now 1-0 in favor of Tampa.
Number 31, Grant Richardson.
That'll bring up the DH, Grant Richardson. Cuts and misses that first one. 0-1 to start him off. Richardson playing DH tonight. Had two really nice plays in the outfield, right field last night. That one lifted into mid-center. Underneath it is Cam Eden. Glove covering the sun, and that will do the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. One run scores on the Cowles solo shot. We'll head to the home half of the second coming up shortly. We're back here in the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 ball game in favor of Tampa after the solo shot by Ben Cowles. First pitch to Estevan Machado, tonight's second baseman. Taken for a ball, they're going to ask for an appeal. And it is changed to a strike. Now an 0-1 count to start off Machado. 0-1. That one fouled off the inside of the bat. In on the hands. 0-2 now to Machado. Machado on the year batting 279. Came in this series very hot. 7-15 in the Clearwater series. Watch that pitch go by low and away. One ball, two strikes. He played in the first two games. He had the day off last night. He fouls that one off. Machado keeps himself alive. 1-2. Cut and a miss there. That'll be out number one. Damiano Parmigiani. Tonight's DH for the Blue Jays will come up.
Designated hitter, number six, Damiano Parmigiani.
Third strikeout of the night for Corella. Parmigiani and Glenn Santiago now on deck. 226 average on the year for Parmigiani. Corella kicks and fires that first pitch inside. Taking for a ball now, 1-0. The 1-0, so around rip down the line, foul. Seen that a bit from Parmigiani. He's been a little bit out in front of a few pitches this series. He barreled a couple in game one of this series that both hooked foul. Hit another one in game two that went foul. Takes that one outside now. 2-1 the count. Been working real hard in batting cages and in BP, trying to get back to the form that he was in the beginning of the season. And he takes that pitch, that slider, for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Corella fires low and inside. Did that hit him? It did. Parmigiani hit on the back foot. He'll jog on over to first, and that's going to bring up Glenn Santiago, one-on-one away.
Left fielder, number five, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago's been on a really good run of form for the Blue Jays recently. He steps in, one-on-one out. Takes that first pitch inside for a ball 1-0. Hit his first home run of the year in game one. Went 2-for-4 in that game. Went 1-for-4 in last night's game. And that's a grounder over off the end of the bat. Over to first for one. Excuse me, second for one. Went right back to the pitcher. Corella gets the lead runner, but with Santiago blazing down the line. It'll just be the fielder's choice.
Number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Parmigiani out at second now. 1-2 away for Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez playing in his third game here for Dunedin since being called up. Yet to record a hit through 8 at-bats. Corella out of the stretch. Santiago, he's a threat to go. Off-speed slider in there for a called strike. Santiago stole a bag in last night's game, his first of the year. And there he goes on that one, cut and a miss. Gonzalez with the 1-2 count. The ball gets out of the glove of the second baseman, Cal. So Glenn Santiago into second with another Academy bus stolen base. That's his second stolen base of the season, yet to be caught. I think Siegler had a good enough throw to get Santiago, but it bounced out of Ben Cal's glove. Corral looking back at second over at Santiago, kicks and fires that pitch inside. Squares up the count 2-2. Hugo Cardona, tonight's third baseman on deck. Chance here for the Blue Jays to tie up the game. Corral comes set. Kicks and fires. Grounder left side, that's going to go foul. Gonzalez able to keep himself alive in this at-bat. Still a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Time called and granted to Gonzalez. Corella, the 2-2, caught and a miss at the slider low and away. Bounced on the ground, and the throw to first is in time for the 2-3 putout on the strikeout. No runs, no hits, one man left on base for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third. But first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. Back here, top half of the third, 1-0 lead for Tampa. Alan Mejia, the left fielder, will lead it off. Ricky Tiedemann out there for his third inning of work. Gave up the solo shot in the last inning. First page into the netting. 0-1 after the foul tip. Mejia on the year batting 150. Tiedemann kicks and fires that one outside for ball 1-1. One ball, one strike, fouled off. Mejia now down 1-2. Mejia, his seventh game of the season, he's playing in tonight. 1-2, that one in there, called strike three. That slider caught the front door. One away, and that will bring up Rainfer Salinas.
Right fielder, number 13, Rainfer Salinas.
One up, one down, the right fielder. Tiedemann kicks and fires, first pitch, in there for a called strike. That slider's looking really good from Tiedemann so far today. The 0-1, that one just below Gonzalez. I think he's thinking about the appeal. He's going to ask for it. A little bit delayed, and it's confirmed the ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
So now the Blue Jays have burned through two of their challenges.
The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
If you get the challenge right, you get to keep it. If you get it wrong, then you forfeit it. A ball and a strike. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Cut and a miss at that one down. A 1-2 count to Rainfer Salinas. The 1-2, that one outside. He checked his swing. He did not go after the appeal. 2-2. Tiedemann struck out the side in the first inning, had a little bit more trouble in the second. 2-2, that one in there, called strike three. That is the fastball right on the inside corner. Gets the call from the home plate umpire.
Shortstop,
two up, two down in this half inning.
Alexander Vargas.
Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Takes that first pitch. That was a fastball now. 0-1. Again on the inside corner. Tiedemann doing a really good job locating that fastball. The 0-1, cut and a miss on the, I believe, the slider now, 0-2. Working quickly here in this third inning. Kicks and fires, the foul tip kept in the glove by Gonzalez. Strikes out the side for the second time in this game. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow and Sunday before hitting the road to Daytona for a week. Tomorrow's game starts at 6:30, Sunday's at 12. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Back here in the bottom half of the third inning, Hugo Cardona will lead it off for the Blue Jays. Corella kicks and fires his now third inning of work. Gets the strike call on the outside corner on the slider. 0-1 to start off Cardona. Cardona started the year in High A Vancouver. batting 194 up to this point. Last year, he played 32 games for Dunedin here. Takes that pitch inside corner, now 1-2. And cuts and misses at that one in the dirt. He'll run it out. The put out is completed. One up, one down in this third inning for Corella.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Corella keeping the consistency here. He struck out the first batter of each inning. And he's ended the inning on a strikeout. That's his fifth. First pitch to Pinto, high and inside. He backs away from 1-0. Pinto struck out looking. He thought he had ball four on the full count. The 1-0, and he tried to check his swing. Did he? And he went. Count will be 1-1. The 1-1 from Corella. That one finds the zone. Now 1-2 to Pinto. A ball and two strikes. Popped up. Bat's going to get out of play on the right side. Keep himself alive. 1-2. Adrian Pinto. Tonight's shortstop. He was received in the trade between the Blue Jays and the Rockies as he fouls that one off. Stays alive in the count 1-2. That was the Randall Grichuk trade that the Blue Jays received Raimel Tapia in. So far in the year, batting 208. Cuts and misses of that slider low and away. Two up, two down in this third inning for Corella, both via the strikeout.
Center fielder, number 3, Cam Eden.
Cam Eden, the center fielder, reached on a bunt to third. That's the only hit for the Blue Jays so far. Eden currently rehabbing here in Dunedin. Swung on, lifted into left center field. Going back is Santos. He will turn, and that will go. Cam Eden ties up the ballgame on a home run to center field. His first since being here in Dunedin, first of the season, and now it's 1-1. Eden hit four last year for Vancouver, and he gets his first since starting his rehab assignment. 1-1, we're all square, and that brings up Gabby Martinez.
Now batting number 20, Gabby Martinez.
1-1 ball game. Martinez takes that first pitch for a strike. 0-1 to start him. And that one lined up the middle. That's going to fall for a base hit. Back-to-back hits. Martinez singles into center. 1-1, 2 away. That's going to bring up Rainer Nunez.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, he struck out swinging in his first at bat that end of the third inning. The first inning, excuse me. He steps in now. Runner on first, two away. Corella kicks and fires, cuts and misses at that slider. Both Tiedemann and Corella have been using their sliders very effectively so far to start off this ball game. The 0-1, that's fouled off by Nunez. Now, Nunez down in the count, 0-2. Tie ball game after the Eden home run. Balls, two strikes. Corella kicks and fires, cuts and misses. Three straight sliders to Nunez, and he goes down swinging. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's a tie ball game after the Eden solo shot. 1-1, we'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark.
Academy Buck.
We're back here, top half of the fourth inning, 1-1 ball game at TD Ballpark. Cam Eden tying it up on a solo shot. Tiedemann back out. He'll face Madison Santos to lead off this inning. First pitch is in there. That slider, 0-1. Two hits, one run allowed through the first three innings for Tiedemann. Six strikeouts. That one, he can't get the call on the fastball low and away. Kicks and fires. That one just above the zone. Mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Swung on, popped up back and out of play. That'll make it 2-2 to Santos. Santos struck out swinging in the first inning. That was the second out. Two balls, two strikes. Tiedemann fires. That one low inside. Can't get the call again. Just missing on the inside part. That runs the count full, 3-2. Real tough pitch to not take a hack at for Santos, especially with two strikes on the board. 3-2 pitch, foul tips that slider. Went right off the top of the helmet of Gonzalez. Pops right up, it's 3-2 still. Fouled off again. Santos fighting off those last two pitches. Three and two for the third time. And that one up and in. That fastball again, just missing. Leadoff man is on for the Tarpons.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony
that
Garcia.
That brings up the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. One on, no outs. Tiedemann back in the stretch. Looking over towards first, kicks and fires. That one off the bat. He tried to check his swing. Tiedemann's chasing after it. And now Machado gets it to first in time. Tiedemann got off the mound, chase after it. And just in time with the play at first. That's going to end up going as a 1-4-3. Advancing over to second is Santos. And that's going to bring up Marcos Cabrera.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Runner in scoring position now for Tampa. First pitch from Tiedemann, the fastball low and in. Cabrera getting out of the way of it. A ball, no strikes. And 0. Tiedemann comes set. Kicks and fires. That one in there. Called strike inside corner. Tiedemann got to the last second on that pitch clock. Something that guys are still kind of getting used to here at the single A level. Kicks and fires. There goes Cabrera. That one popped back up and out of play. Cabrera fouls that one off. Santos will have to head back into second. One ball, two strikes. Santos went on the last pitch. See if they try it again. Machado now holding him a little bit closer. That one fouled off. Still a ball and two strikes. Cabrera singled in his first at bat and was later caught stealing. Tiedemann looking back towards second, kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. Cabrera keeping himself alive, fouling off three tough pitches. Try 1-2 again. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Tried to check his swing. Did he? They're going to rule it a strike. And now they're going to tag him out. Cabrera not running it out. He's right there at the edge of the circle. Complaining towards the field umpire. But the home plate umpire ruled that he went around. It did look like he did. And now two down. Strikeout number 7 of the night for Tiedemann.
Catcher number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Now two down, runner on second, Anthony Siegler. First pitch by Tiedemann is that change up outside. Siegler grounded out to short in his first at bat. He's 0-for-1. Switch hitting catcher, batting from the right side against the lefty. That's the fastball outside, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Tiedemann fires. That one fouled off. Okay. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. Siegler just got a piece of it. 2-1 the count to him now. Tampa with a runner in scoring position, trying to retake the lead. Tiedemann trying to get out of this inning without allowing a run. The 2-1. Swung on, liner into left field, and misplaying it out there was Glen Santiago. I think he lost to the Sun. The runs are going to come around and score with two outs. Left field at this time of day is a tough position to play. I don't think he got a great read on it in
now
the Sun.
Number eight, Ben
now
Cowles.
Two runs on the board for Tampa. They retake the lead 2-1. Ben Cowles coming up. He homered in the second inning. First pitch in there for a called strike, the slider. One on, two away. The 0-1, caught and a miss. 0-2 now the count to Cowles. Siegler driving in his 13th RBI of the year. The 0-2 pitch, grounder over to short. It's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw across is in time to get Cowles, and that will end the inning. Tampa scores one, leaves one. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. 2-1, Tarpons in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Esteban Machado, the second baseman. First pitch, he fouls off. 0-1 to start him. Machado struck out swinging in his first at bat. Corella out for the fourth inning. Caught and a miss. It looked like the changeup now 0-2. The 0-2 well up and out. Fastball at 90. Machado, Palmigiani, and Santiago all due up in this half inning for the Blue Jays. The 1-2 pitch. Liner, that's going to get through. A base hit for Machado, his first of the day. Now the leadoff man on for the Blue Jays.
Designated hitter, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, the DH, was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Ended up forced out at second on the fielder's choice to Santiago. First pitch to him, he checked his swing, and they say he went around. 1 to start off the at-bat to Palmigiani. Corella kicks and fires. That one swung on. Lifted into center field. Going back is Santos. Now to the warning track, and he makes the grab right on the warning track. That ball kept carrying with that wind. He started to settle underneath about 4 or 5 feet in front of the warning track. Ended up having to dart a little bit farther out and makes the grab. One away. Glenn Santiago, the left fielder, will step in. One on, one out. And there goes Machado. That pitch up high. The throw will be not in time. It skipped in front of second. They couldn't get the tag on him. Machado able to sneak his left hand in there. And he's on with a stolen base. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Now a runner in scoring position. Dineen will have a couple chances here to bring him home, tie up the ballgame once again. Corella kicks and fires, cut and a miss, 1-1. Machado, that's his second stolen base of the year. 1-1, cut and a miss. Now throw back over to second. Siegler trying to throw behind him. To no avail. Machado back in, standing up. 1-2 count now at the plate to Santiago. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, on deck. The 1-2 pitch swung on, the slider low and away. Santiago down on strikes, and that'll bring up Juan Gonzalez.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Now two down, runner still in scoring position. Juan Gonzalez. Be a real nice time for his first hit for Dunedin. First pitch, swung on, grounder softly over to short. Vargas picks up, and the throw is in time to get Gonzalez. The Blue Jays leave one in scoring position. We'll head to the top half of the fifth inning. It's 2-1, Tampa out in front. We're back here, top half of the fifth, 2-1 ball game. Tampa out in front. Ricky Tiedemann back out on the mound. Grant Grant Richardson at the plate. First pitch, he takes it for a ball. Fastball up above the zone, 1-0. Flew out to center in his first at bat. Tiedemann kicks and fires that one in there. All five of Tiedemann's first starts. He's gone five innings. That would likely be the case again today. Fouled that one straight down onto the plate and off of Gonzalez. Now 1-2 to Richardson. You'd love to keep him out there for longer, but obviously being 19 years old, want to make sure that you can build his arm up for the next couple years, and he went around on that one. That was the fastball outside that he couldn't hold up on. Strikeout number 8 on the day for Ricky Tiedemann.
Alan Mejia.
Alan Mejia, the left fielder. He struck out looking and is only a bat. Tiedemann kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Change up. Low outside corner. The 0-1, then he foul tips that one now. 0-2, went back with that changeup. Tiedemann, now he can throw either the fastball or the slider right off of it. And he opts with the changeup again outside. Got him to chase at it.
Right fielder, number 13.
Two up, two down.
Rainfer Salinas.
And that's going to bring up the right fielder, Rainfer Salinas. Salinas also struck out looking in his first at bat. 0-1. Cuts and misses the fastball up right above the zone. Couldn't catch up to it, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Cuts and misses at that slider. No balls, two strikes. Tiedemann attacking these hitters here in the fifth inning. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss, strikes out the side for the third time in this game, that time on the fastball low and outside. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 2-1. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Tampa leading 2-1. Hugo Cardona will lead it off, followed by the top of the order, Adrian Pinto and Cam Eden. Juan Carella still out there pitching for Tampa. Cuts and misses at that first one. The slider down in the zone. 0-1 to start off Cardona. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Carella's looked real good through the first four innings as he bounces that one. One ball, one strike. Corrales kicks and fires. That one inside. Can't get the call. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Swung on, grounder out the middle. Right over the second base bag, and Ben Cowles, the second baseman, will pick it up and fire over to first in time.
Shortstop.
That'll be out number one and bring up Adrian Pinto. Pinto struck out twice, one swing and one looking. First pitch to him, swung on, up the middle, caught by Cowles. Both outs on balls right up the middle.
Center fielder.
Cowles shaded in that direction. And now Cam Eden, who tied this game up in the third. Coming back up, he had that solo shot to center field. First pitch, he takes four ball, 1-0 to start him off. He's 2-for-2. 1-0, that one hits him on the shoulder. That was the slider that Corella lost the grip on. That's going to bring up Gabby Martinez.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, he'll step in, and that's going to get a meeting out there by the pitching coach, Grayson Crawford. He'll take him and Siegler to the mound to talk to Corella. One on, two away. Corella's made it past the fifth inning twice. Last time out, went 5 2/3. Got yanked in the sixth inning, and the time before that, he went 6 complete. Home plate umpire out there to break up the meeting. Grayson Chandler will head back to the dugout. Siegler back behind the plate. And now it'll be Gabby Martinez, 1-2 away. First pitch to Martinez is low and away, taking for a ball, 1-0. Eden stole a bag in the first inning, was stranded on second. See if he has any interest in taking off again. 1-0, swung on, lifted into left center field. That will fall for an extra base hit for Martinez. They're going to wave Eden around third. Eden is going to score, and it looks like Madison Santos is shaken up after it. An RBI double from Gabby Martinez ties up this ball game, but we might be here for a second as Madison Santos is still on the ground. Alan Mejia, the left fielder, and Rainford Salinas coming to his aid. Now the trainer jogging out there, and Rachel Balkovec will join them. It'll be a runner on second, two away for the Blue Jays, and we'll take a quick break with the injury. Tie ball game, 2-2. We'll be right back. All right, and we are back. Madison Santos will stay in the game after being checked on by the trainers. I'm not sure what happened out there.
Now batting for the Blue Jays,
what might have
number 37, Rainer
been hurt
Nunez
on that diving effort. Don't want to speculate, but now a runner in scoring position for Rainer Nunez, two away. Big opportunity for the Blue Jays now to take the lead. They tied it up on the double, RBI double, by Gabby Martinez. Cam Eden came around and scored. And Rainer Nunez coming up. Nunez 0 for 2. Corella kicks and fires. First pitch, low and away, taken for a ball, 1 and 0. Nunez leads the team with 23 RBIs, second in the Florida State League. He could tie it up with an RBI here. Khalil Watson, shortstop from Jupiter, currently tops the league lead. 2-0 count as that one's taken low. Infield shaded to the left. Corral kicks and fires that one low and in. Nunez now with a 3-0 count. We'll see if he's got the green light. Esteban Machado on deck. He's 1 for 2. Three balls, no strikes. Corella kicks and fires. That one outside. A four-pitch walk to Nunez. They pitched around him. And now Esteban Machado, the second baseman tonight, will step in with runners at first and second, two
second
down.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Machado singled in the fourth inning. Still second, was stranded out there. Now the infield shaded to the right. Machado, the switch hitter, and they call a balk on Corella. Now both runners will be in scoring position for the Blue Jays. Runners at second and third. Machado with a huge opportunity here. Two down. Swung on, grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Garcia. He's going to take it himself, step on first, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score one, tie up the ballgame on the RBI double by Gabby Martinez. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's 2-2 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 2-2. Juan Corrales still out there pitching for Tampa. There might be a move. Rachel Balkovic out there talking with the home plate umpire. I believe they might have replaced Madison Santos in center field. She's still going over a change with the umpire. Damiano Palmigiani will lead it off. He'll be followed by Glenn Santiago and Juan Gonzalez. In the bullpen right now for Tampa, the righty Carlos Gomez.
Defensive changes for the Tarpons. Moving to center field, number 6, Alan Mejia.
So, yes.
Now
the
playing in left field, number 1,
defensive
Luis
change
Santos.
For the Tarpons, they moved Alan Mejia out to center field, and Luis Santos will take over in left field. He'll replace Madison Santos on the lineup card as Mejia takes Madison Santos's position at center field. 0-1 the count as Palmigiani took that one. Corella, 74 pitches through the first five. That one a soft liner that'll be caught by Anthony Garcia. One up, one down.
Left fielder, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning, struck out swinging back in the fourth. Bases empty, one away. Soft grounder left side, that's going to kick foul. Balls and a strike. Corral kicks and fires. That one a grounder over to short. Good pick by Vargas on his backhand throw is going to be in time for the 6-3 put out. Two up, two down. There are just four pitches in this inning for Corral.
Catcher, number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez, he struck out in his first back, ground out to short in his second. 0 for 2. Hugo Cardona on deck for the Blue Jays. First pitch, he'll take that in there for a strike, 0-1. Corral kicks and fires that curveball again. That one's in there. Two swung on, liner into right field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez with his first hit since being called up to Dunedin. Comes here in the bottom half of the sixth with two away. They'll toss that ball back into the Blue Jays dugout, and that's going to get Rachel Balkovic out of the dugout for Tampa. That should be it for Corella. A slight little meeting out on the mound. Corral is giving fist bumps and hugs to his teammates, gives the ball off to his manager, and she'll make the change. Bottom half of the sixth, two down. It's 2-2. We'll have a new pitcher. It should be Carlos Gomez when we return. We're back here with a new pitcher for Tampa. It is number 16, Carlos Gomez. Gomez on for the ninth time. 17 and two-thirds innings pitched so far. A 1.53 ERA. He's been really good for Tampa out of the pen. Two down in the bottom half of the sixth. Hugo Cardona will step up to the plate with a man on. First pitch high and outside. Taking for a ball, 1-0. Corella exits after 5 2/3. Six hits, two runs. He's responsible for the man on first, as that one's taken up high now, 2-0. Eight strikeouts, one walk, two hit by pitches for Corella. That finishes off his day. And that one's in their outside corner now, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. That one outside corner called a strike. Looked like it was a little bit off the plate from my perspective, but 2-2 the count now to Cardona. Adrian Pinto, top of the order on deck. 2-2 pitch, low and outside. Two fouled off by Cardona. Made a late decision to take a hack at that one. Looked like the slider or curveball was going to hit that top of the zone. So Cardona had to fight it off. 3-2. Pitch on the way. Cut and a miss. Got him with the slider. That ends the inning. The Blue Jays leave one, score none. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. And fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Tonight and every Friday home game, we've got buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. That's right. BOGO Margs in baseball, you can't beat it anywhere. And tomorrow and every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DenningBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. on a strike to Anthony Siegler. Runner on first, no outs. Kicks and fires that one. The curve in there, called strike two. Fastball, cutter, curve, and change for Justin Kelly. Three-year-old righty, 1-2 pitch, outside. Evens up the count, 2-2. Kelly comes set. 2-2 pitch. Did he go? He did not after the appeal. Pitch was a little bit up high. That runs the count full, 3-2. Two strikeouts in the first inning for Kelly. Went three up, three down. Three, two pitch, cut and a miss. And it looked like Siegler kind of bumped Juan Gonzalez going second back towards the dugout.
Ben Cowell.
Gonzalez took a little bit of an exception to it. But he's down on strikes, one on, one away for Ben Cowles. Time called in, granted by Juan Gonzalez. Ends up counting as one pickoff attempt. And there goes the runner down in the zone. That's going to be a stolen base for Marcos Cabrera. No throw as Gonzalez had to block that ball. Cabrera with his seventh stolen base. He was caught trying to steal back in the second. This time he is successful. 1-0 count, two Cowles. Runner in scoring position now. That one in there now, 1-1. Fastball right on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Kicks and fires that one below the zone, 2-1. Balls, one strike. Runner in scoring position for Tampa, one away. Kelly kicks and fires that one just below the knees. Can't get the call, 3-1. Machado darted towards second. Gonzalez might have thrown down a pickoff sign. Maybe Kelly wasn't feeling it. 3-1. Grounder up the middle. That's going to get past the diving Pinto. They're going to wave Cabrera around third. He's going to score. An RBI single by Ben Cowles. And that gives Tampa a 3-2 advantage. Second RBI of the day for Ben Cowles, and that's going to bring up now Roberto Chirinos in the DH spot. Grant Richardson, he'll be subbed out. The umpire never putting him into the game, so they never announced him. But that is Roberto Chirinos. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1.
Pinch hitting, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Trinos on the year batting 220. Pinch hitting for Richardson. That pitch low and inside. One ball, one strike. Kelly looks over. Kicks and fires. Grounder. So a foul ball straight down. Now ball and two strikes at the plate to Chirinos. Runner on first. Tampa taking the lead in this half inning. It's been a back and forth. One run in the second, with Dunedin tying it up in the third. Tampa scoring another in the fourth, with Dunedin tying it up in the fifth. And pitch down low, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Top half of the seventh inning. One away. Foul tip. That went right off the feet of Juan Gonzalez. Chirinos keeping himself alive. Ben Cowles, only one stolen base on the year, not an overly abundant runner. That pitch down low, now 3-2, full count. Count now full, three balls, two strikes. Runner on first, one away. Kelly moves over to first. Checks back over it. Cowles on first. Looks towards the plate. 3-2. Kicks and fires. Swung on grounder over to third. Cardona picks it up over to second for one. Machado to first. In time. The 5-4-3 double play ends the inning. Tampa scores one on the RBI single by Ben Cowles. And we'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's 3-2. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Fans, it's now time.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Adrian Pinto will lead it off for the Blue Jays. Carlos Gomez still out there pitching for Tampa. First pitch is inside, taken by Pinto. 1-0. 5-4-3 double play, ending the top half of this frame. Tampa scoring one, taking back the lead, 3-2. That one inside, just off the plate. Went back with that breaking ball. Got a little bit closer, but still couldn't find the zone. 2-0, the count to Pinto. Pinto 0 for 3. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be a fair ball under the glove of Cabrera. Pinto is going to run over to second. The throw will be in time. They got him. A great throw there by Luis Santos. A fortunate kick for Tampa. Bounced off that low wall back right into Santos's route. Running towards
center fielder number 3,
very bullet like throw into second, got Pinto. First pitch to Cam Eden, taking for a ball, 1-0. Would have been huge for the Blue Jays to start off with a man in scoring position on that hit by Pinto, but Santos, who's, that was his first action of the game, really, since being brought in for Madison Santos. 1-1, low and away. Two balls and a strike. Cam Eden at the plate. He's 2-for-2. He was hit by a pitch. Did he go? He did not. 3-1 count now to him. Eden has scored two runs. Hit that solo shot in the third inning. Gomez kicks and fires that one. Fouled down and off of Eden. Now the count's full, 3-2. Gabby Martinez, the right fielder on deck. He's 2-for-3 himself. Three balls, two strikes. Swung on, lifted to right field, into foul territory, and that's going to drift out of play. Not a ton of foul territory here at TD Ballpark. Works out to the Blue Jays' favor in this instance. 3-2, still the count. Swung on, fouled off again to the right side now. Staying alive is Eden. Three balls, two strikes again. Swung on, ripped into the center field, right up the middle. A one-out single by Cam Eden. Now, one on, one out for Gabby Martinez.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, a single in the third, double in the fifth, takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Back-to-back hits for the Blue Jays, but only one man on after Pinto's gunned down at second. That one right at the knees, called a strike. Martinez looking towards Donnie Murphy, getting the signs. There goes Eden. Grounder over to short. They're not going to be able to get him at second. The throw from Vargas is going to be in time to get Martinez. That'll put a runner in scoring position now. Two outs, though, for Rainer Nunez.
Number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Two down. Nunez 0-for-2. He walked in the fifth inning, was stranded on second. Two strikeouts on the day. And now Siegler will jog out to the mound, talk to Gomez. Rainer Nunez at the plate, runner in scoring position. Two away as Siegler goes back. Now behind the plate. Opportunity for Rainer Nunez to tie this thing up here. Gomez kicks and fires that one, lifted right side. That's going to get out of play. No balls and a strike. Gomez fires. That one fouled off again by Nunez. Machado on deck. Nunez now an 0-2 count. And then Bach called on Carlos Gomez. That's going to send Eden over to third. Now 90 feet away, but with two outs. Eden. Now on third, cut and a miss by Nunez, and he's down on strikes for the third time. That's going to retire the side. The Blue Jays leave a man on third. Justin Kelly coming back out for the top of the eighth. It's 3-2. Tampa out in front.
Fans, the 2022 season is in full swing.
Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays radio network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against these Tampa Tarpons tomorrow for game five of this game, of the six-game set. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays radio network. We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. 3-2 lead for Tampa. Justin Kelly still out there pitching for the Blue Jays. Gave up a run in the last inning. First pitch to Alan Mejia, the center fielder, now is down low for a ball 1-0. Mejia 0-2. He struck out both times. The 1-0 fouled straight down. That evens it up, a ball and a strike. Kelly kicks and fires the 1-1 down low. An inning and a third worth of work so far for Kelly. 2-1 count. Pitch on the way. That one skips across the plate. Now 3-1. Zach Messenger currently in the pen for Tampa. Might be the last that we've seen of Carlos Gomez. The 3-1 swung on. Soft grounder over to third. Cardona coming in, and that one off the heel of his glove. Couldn't get a clean pickup on it. That's going to be an infield single for Alan Mejia. And now Rainfer Salinas will come on.
Right,
one
fielder,
out. One on,
13,
no way. No outs.
Rainfer Salinas.
One on, no way. Swung on, lifted into center field. Cam Eden coming in. He settles underneath. He'll make the grab. That'll be out number one.
Shortstop.
Top of the
five,
order now.
Alexander Vargas.
Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. One on, one away. Kelly kicks and fires that first pitch in there. Oh, and one now to Vargas. Kicks and fires again, down low. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. He on first. He's one for one in stolen base attempts. Grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Machado over to second for one. And first, they're not going to get him. Vargas reaches on the fielder's choice, but they get the lead runner now in two outs.
Left fielder number one, Luis Santos.
Two down, Luis Santos, the left fielder. Had that really nice throw from left field to get Pinto on what should have been a double if it weren't for that bounce off that wall. First pitch in there for called strike, 0-1. First at bat of the night for Santos. And there goes the runner. That one's popped up in the infield. Who's calling? Rainer Nunez is calling for it. He settles underneath and will make the grab, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. It's 3-2, Tampa leading. Machado, Palmigiani, and Santiago all due up for the Blue Jays. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 29, Zach Messenger. He's on for the 12th time this season. A 5.06 ERA coming into tonight and an 0-2 record. First pitch to Machado is taken for a ball, 1-0. They're going to ask for an appeal. And it's called a strike. So now it's going to be 0-1. Messenger appeared in Wednesday night's game here at TD Ballpark. Pitched an inning, gave up two hits, didn't give up a run, though. Struck out two, cut and a miss there by Machado. 0-2 now the count. Machado, Palmigiani, and Santiago do up in this half inning. Takes that pitch outside. Ball and two strikes. Machado 1-3. That one just off the plate. Two really close pitches that did not go in Tampa's favor. 2-2 now. Messenger kicks and fires. Swung on. Lined into left. That's going to hook foul. Machado waited on it, but waited a little too long. Couldn't keep it fair. Count still 2-2. Cut and a miss on the fastball. Machado down on strikes for the second time tonight, and that's going to bring up Damiano Palmigiani.
Designated hitter, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
First strikeout for Messenger. Palmigiani, the DH. He's 0-2, was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Deep fly ball to center field that was caught in a liner over to third. Takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0 in the dirt. Some action going on in the Dunedin pen. That one skips in the dirt. Now 2-0. Kind of looks like Soeni Martinez, if I can read the number on his back correctly. It's going to be a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Grounder left side. That goes foul. Nice pick there by Donnie Murphy. Former Major League infielder. Still got that hand-eye coordination. 2-1 count. That one inside. Now a 3-1 count to Palmigiani. See if he can get a good pitch to hit here. Messenger, the 3-1. That one low. Palmigiani draws the walk. He's on for the second time tonight, and that will bring up Glenn Santiago.
Left fielder, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Palmigiani, that's his 16th walk on the year that leads the team. He's very patient and smart at the plate, knowing when he's got a good pitch to hit or not. I think Anthony Siegler was going towards the dugout, getting some of those stickers for his fingernails, helping Messenger see the signs. One on, one out. Pitch on the way, down low. Santiago 0-3. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Struck out, and then a grounder to short. That one low and inside. Messenger having trouble with his command a little bit here early on. Time called as Grayson Chandler will head back out to the mound, talk to his pitcher. Either calming down his pitcher or letting him know that it might be a mechanical issue that he could fix pretty quick. Going to be a 2-0 count to Santiago. One on, one away. Dunedin leading. Dunedin down by two, or by one, excuse me. Tampa with a 3-2 lead. 13 pitches so far for Messenger. 8 have been balls. And a move over to first with Palmigiani back in time. That's one pickoff attempt for Messenger. The 2-0, and that one just below the zone. Three-oh count to Glenn Santiago. Pitch on the way. That one called a strike right on the lower inside corner. Close pitch that went to Messenger. Now 3-1. Kicks and fires. Grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Cabrera. Over to second for one, and they're not going to get Santiago at first. And one bounces off the railing of the Dunedin dugout. So Santiago on with a fielder's choice.
Catcher,
for the second time tonight. Juan, that brings up Juan Gonzalez, who singled in his last at bat, his first hit since being here in Dunedin. One on, two away now for the Blue Jays. That one down and in, down and out. Bounced off the glove of Siegler. Santiago started to break towards second, but quickly realized that it did not get far enough away from Siegler and dove back into first. 1-0 count to Gonzalez. Swung on, lifted right side out of play. One ball, one strike. Hugo Cardona on deck. Blue Jays down by one, bottom half of the eighth. 1-1. That one gets back behind Siegler. Santiago's going to get into scoring position, and he started rounding second, made it a pretty decent way. Siegler took his time getting back to the backstop, going after that ball. And now in scoring position is Santiago. 2-1 count to Gonzalez. He'll dig in. Two balls, one strike. Messenger looking back towards second, kicks and fires that one down low. Three balls and a strike. Third straight three-ball count by Messenger. Santiago dancing on second. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Vargas. Tough throw to make, and it's going to be offline. Santiago now the throw over to third. He's back into third safely. They're trying to push his hand off the bag. Cabrera is. And time is granted. So that's going to be, let's see, is that going to be an infield single or an error? And now Rachel Balkovic's going to go out and argue that Martinez was off the bag. There's no question that he got in safely. And obviously with the angle that the two-man umpiring crew has,
she's
better off going to the home plate umpire, seeing if he can see if he was, in fact, off the bag, which it didn't look like he was. Cabrera, in fact, was pushing the right hand of Santiago, trying to get it off the bag, it seemed, which wouldn't be ruled out either way. That does go down as an infield single for Juan Gonzalez. And that one bounces in front of Siegler. Good block. Santiago reading it, jogging back in towards third. Runners on the corners, two away. Hugo Cardona at the plate. That one low and inside. Two oh count now to Cardona. Messenger having a lot of trouble with his command. And a move over to first. Gonzalez back in safely. Two balls, no strikes. Kicks and fires in on the hands. That's fouled off. That was well inside. It looked like it actually might have ended up hitting Cardona, but he did take a hack at it. I think the bat got to it before it could get to him. Two balls and a strike. Messenger kicks and fires that one. Inside corner, called a strike. Now 2-2. A walk, a fielder's choice, and an infield single has runners at the corners, two down for the Blue Jays. And that one in on the hands, fouled off.
Everybody clap your hands.
Cardona staying alive here. He's 0 for 3 today. Tying run 90 feet away. Potential go-ahead run at first. And another move over to first with Gonzalez getting back in. Second attempt by Messenger. In all likelihood, it means he won't risk going back into first or at any bag. 2-2. Swung on, lifted right side, down towards the corner, and that's going to hook foul. Right over the Rogers sign on the boardwalk that leads towards WestJet. Gonzalez will have to jog all the way back over to first. Still 2-2. They call time as Alexander Vargas needs to retie his cleat. And it looks like we're ready to go. Messenger steps back on the rubber. Santiago trying to get Messenger's attention. Cuts and misses of that one. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays leave runners on the corners. It's still 3-2. Tampa leads. We're back here, top half of the ninth inning. Tampa leads 3-2. Soeni Martinez, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, the lefty. First batter he'll face is Anthony Garcia. Martinez kicks and fires that one outside to start 1-0. Martinez on for the sixth time through 7 1/3 innings pitch. He's got a 4.91 ERA. That one outside as well. Garcia 0 for 3, struck out looking twice. Grounded out to a 1-4-3 put out on the scorecard. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count to Martinez's first batter. has had an issue with walks, 8 7⅓. That one up high, a four-pitch walk to start it off. Juan Gonzalez will go out and talk to Soani.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos.
That's going to bring
Cabrera
up the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. He's 2 for 3 today. 2 singles and a strikeout, a run scored. He steps in, Marcos Cabrera does. One on, no outs. Martinez kicks and fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Sinker slider. And a snap throw over to first. Back in is Garcia in time. One and one as that pitch was inside for a ball. The 1-1, that one outside. Sinker comes in at around 86, 88. Sliders around 78, ranging up to 81, 82. The 2-1, that one popped up back out of play now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runner on first, no outs. Tampa wants to add an insurance run or two here. Dunedin trying to keep this a one-run ball game heading into the bottom half of the ninth. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Couldn't make contact on that sinker.
Catcher number
Cabrera.
7, Anthony Siegler.
Hits himself on the helmet with his bat. In frustration. One out here now. Top of the ninth. Anthony Siegler, the catcher. Martinez kicks and fires that first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Siegler 1 for 3. Singled in a run in the top half of the fourth. Martinez kicks and fires. There goes the runner. Gonzalez with a throw. It's not going to be in time. Anthony Garcia gets himself in scoring position with the stolen base. That's his third of the year, yet to be caught. Martinez with a slow delivery. Garcia taking advantage of it. Martinez, the 1-1. There goes Garcia again. Throw from Gonzalez is going to be not in time. Garcia steals 2 bags in a row on back-to-back pitches. That's his fourth of the year. Real close play. He timed it up perfectly with the pitch clock winding down. And now the infield in for the Blue Jays, 2-1 count. Cuts and misses at that slider. Siegler now 2-2. Could really use a strikeout here. Time called and granted at the plate for Siegler. He'll step back in. 2-2, one away. Runner on third, 90 feet away. Kicks and fires. That one down low, blocked by Gonzalez. Now a 3-2 count. Martinez comes set, kicks, and fires. That one outside, not called. Can't get it just off the plate. Great discipline at the plate by Anthony Siegler.
Second baseman, number 8, Ben Cowles.
And now Ben Cowles, who's been really good tonight. He'll come on with runners on the corners, one away. He's 2-for-3 on the night, 2 RBIs. That solo shot to right field in the second inning. Blue Jays need a double play here in the worst way. Martinez looking over towards first. Kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. That was the sinker. The 0-1 swung on, popped up. That's right over my head. Now 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Strikeout would be huge here as well. Martinez kicks and fires. Grounder foul, left side off the railing of the Tampa dugout. Count stays 0-2. Siegler on first, Garcia on third. Martinez kicks and fires up high. A ball and 2 strikes, now to Cowles. Kicks and fires, cuts and misses at the slider. Big strikeout by Soenny Martinez, now 2 down.
Designated hitter number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Roberto Chirinos. Chirinos pinch hit in the 7th for Grant Richardson as the DH. First pitch is just inside. 1-0. Grounded into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. The 1-0, cut and a miss there on the slider. One and one. Blue Jays trying to keep this a one-run ball game. 1-1 from Martinez. In there, called strike 2. Chirinos was looking towards his dugout, asking for permission for the appeal, and he was not granted it. So the count will be 1-2. Real close pitch. 1-2. Did he go? He did not. That was up high. Count now 2-2. Martinez kicks and fires. Foul tip right off the glove of Gonzalez. He smacked his glove in frustration. He wanted to catch that so bad, but not much you can do. Count will stay 2-2. Two down, runners on the corners. Kicks and fires. Fouled off again. Chirinos fighting here, keeping himself alive. Martinez comes set. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Chirinos fouled off the last three to keep himself alive. Martinez about to make his 28th pitch of the inning. Two-two, cut and a miss. Huge strikeout for Soenny Martinez. He gets out of that jam, and we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need one. Top of the order due up. Adrian Pinto, Cam Eden, and Gabby Martinez. Stay right here. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. One run ball game. First pitch was outside, taken for a ball and appealed.
The result is
upheld as a ball. Tampa loses that challenge. Pinto, Eden, and Martinez all due up. Cut and a miss. 1-1 to Pinto. Fifth time up, he's 1-4. Neely on for his third save opportunity as that one's fouled off. Now 1-2. 11th time appearing in a ballgame this year. 13 1/3 innings pitched. He's got an 8.10 ERA. That one inside. 2-2. Blue Jays need a run here. keep this thing going. One to tie, two to take the lead. Hard hit grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Cabrera. Pinto speeding down the line. Did he beat it? He did! Cabrera took his time with it. And that's going to be an infield single for Adrian Pinto. He underestimated the speed of Adrian Pinto. And Adrian Pinto hustles out an infield single. Could be a huge mistake there by Marcos Cabrera in the grand scheme of it all. They're going to call time as Adrian Pinto gets on his oven mitt. And now Cam Eden with a solo shot to tie up the ball game in the third inning. He's back up, takes that first pitch for a ball. He's 3-for-3 on the day. He's reached all four times. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth. He scored two runs. He's had a really nice day at the plate. And he takes that pitch right at the knees for a strike, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Takes that pitch. That's a strike. Eden can't believe it. I think the Blue Jays have one more appeal. He's going to ask for it. And now they're going to... Tampa's arguing that it was not a appealable pitch after... The dugout chimed in for the Blue Jays, and the appeal goes in Tampa's way anyway. That is the last time they can challenge. After that one's unsuccessful, they've lost all of them. It's going to be a 1-2 count to Eden. Runner goes, that one in the dirt. Pinto into second safely. He's stolen second, gotten into scoring position. Now a 2-2 count. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bust. Two balls, two strikes. Neely appeared in the game on Wednesday. Gave up four runs, two of them being earned in just an inning's worth of work. Cuts and misses of that one. Eden down on strikes. That's going to bring up Gavi Martinez.
Right fielder, number 20, Gavi.
Couple chances
Martinez
here with a runner in scoring position. Gavi Martinez, he's 2-for-4. Singled in the third, doubled in a run in the fifth inning. That first pitch outside. Pinto started off with a couple quick steps towards third, ended up holding up 1-0. Rainer Nunez on deck. Caught in a miss there by Martinez. One ball, one strike. Swung on, lifted. That's going to stay in the infield. Siegler right on home plate, tosses the mask away, and he makes the grab for out number two. That probably would have landed right there on home. Went straight up in the air.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Two down, runner in scoring position. Rainer Nunez coming up to the plate. He's 0-for-3 with 3 Ks. Not the best day at the plate for him, but he can change it all right here. First pitch he takes, outside. 1-0. League leader in home runs, team leader in home runs, team leader in RBIs. He's second in the league in RBIs. He's the guy you want at the plate right now. That one outside. Nearly tossing that fastball at 96. I wouldn't be surprised if they really pitch around him. But Esteban Machado on deck is no slouch either. Nealy will step off. He'll take the one pickoff attempt. Two-0 count. Nealy kicks and fires. Swung on. Hard hit grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up by Vargas. Throw is going to be in the dirt and picked by Garcia, and that will end it. The Blue Jays' four-game winning streak comes to a halt. Tampa takes their first game of this series. The Tarpons improve to 14-16. The Blue Jays fall to 12-19. Tarpons score three runs on six hits. They committed no errors. The Blue Jays scored two runs on 10 hits, and they also committed no errors. The loss is going to go to Justin Kelly. The win to Carlos Gomez, and Jack Nealy gets his third save of the year. We'll be back for game five of this series tomorrow. The Blue Jays will have to try and win their first series of the year tomorrow instead of tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Broadcast will start at about 6:15. We appreciate you tuning into this broadcast tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow night.